Praise the Lord. It's time to start the service. What a wonderful praise and worship we had today. I want you to think of that second song, Breaking Every Chain, because we're going to do a lot of that right now. We're going to talk about that a lot. But before we go, you might notice that there's 11 pages to your outline today, and we allocate about half an hour per page. We're probably not going to take 5.5 hours today, though, okay? Not just joking. Now, this is going to be a worksheet for the next several weeks. You can see all the times below. We'll go over it in a little detail. But keep this handy. Either use notes on it or papers to keep with it or on your laptops or computers or phones, however you do your own personal thing. But we're going to go into an area here, getting you ready for the challenging times that are coming. Now, breaking every chain. Satan has put chains on almost everybody we know. He knows your weak points, he knows your challenges, and there's no disrespect or shame in that because he is your enemy. He's a very talented being at doing what he does. And this is how you defend yourself against this talented being. And we're going to go through this. It's going to be a series. It's going to take us through October probably. And at some point in time, for those who are ready, we're going to do an actual cleansing. Okay? So we're excited about what's going to happen here. We'll put a lot of time and prayer into setting this up and working this out for everybody. But we're ready to go. So if you go to page 1, identifying sins and breaking curses. This is your worksheet. We're starting with that. Now, when you identify sins, you got to know what you're fighting. For example, if you ever take martial arts, you got to know what kind of a kick or block's coming at you so you know what kind of block and defend it. Okay? If you don't know the sin, you will get hit upside the head. Okay? Here's the bottom line. We are challenged to sin all the time, and we don't even recognize it. Some people are so conditioned with what they're doing, they don't think it's a sin. They think it's okay. They've justified themselves so much. But the idea here is to identify anything that could be a potential problem and get it. Then we're going to break curses and get you free from that stronghold. Okay? For example, if somebody has a problem with alcohol, okay, many alcoholics don't think they have that problem. They justify it. They say, I can stop anytime I want to. Now, if they don't take care of themselves and they're drinking, they have an accident, then people could be hurt or worse, okay? But we have to identify what is a sin and know what it is, okay? So, number one, the more deeper and more detailed you are listing your sins and curses, the better results. I love Pastor Sarah's analogy of peeling the onion back. Okay? You've got to get down. You've got to get down to the base of it here. Okay? If somebody has an infection, you got to get all the infection out or the infection comes back. In fact, if you don't do it right, it comes back even worse challenged. Okay? All right? So, we're going to start each area with the current most recent sins. Now, as you do this, you will find that God will bring back to your memory times that things have happened when you committed sins in a particular category. We must keep listing those. This is going to be an ongoing process. Okay? The goal is to go back to the first time you committed sin, such as fear, for example. And then you think of the times you've been committing fear from that, when it's happened to you. Okay? All right? This process of identifying sins and curses will allow you to break the demonic curses and strongholds in your life that the evil one has used against you. Now, if we're going into these challenging times, we're going to have to be spiritually in super shape. We have to be spiritually ready to go for this, okay? We don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of the air. This is what it's all about. If we don't do this, those who don't do this are going to have serious problems, okay? Now, I'm using this analogy. I use it quite a bit. I think it works here. In World War II, the United States was very good at breaking codes. We'd break the Japanese code, the Germans code. We did a lot of that, okay? Our goal here is to get to break the demonic codes coming against you. Once you see that demonic code broken, you know what's going to happen, and you know how to handle it. For example, because we broke the code, we knew Japanese were going to attack Midway, where they're going to come from, and we had a great victory there. Our goal is to get you to have victory over every challenge in your life. It is time for all of us to step up our game and get ready. Complacency doesn't work here. There's no time for it anymore. The challenging times, the end times, are right around the corner. You don't want to be caught like France in World War II, thinking their old World War I armaments were going to defend them against World War II weaponry. It didn't work. Okay? We're going to be prepared. Our goal is to prepare you for the challenging times come ahead. Now, what's going to happen here? As you're having victories, people are going to notice that. You're going to bring them to the Lord because of your victories. You'll be an example to the world how to handle these challenging times, okay? Now, once you've identified the sins and curses, we're going to get together with someone to break curses using the expanded prayer for breaking curses. You'll see this below. The next step, use the Word of God to stop giving in to sin in those areas. We'll find a scripture, make an affirmation out of it, and the final step, cast out the demons and spirits, evil spirits, by avoiding sin in those areas. Okay, now that's for those who are going to be ready for it. Yes, Pastor Karen?
So what we're doing is, those of you that are Healing School graduates or went to Healing School, the format is going to be different. And so every Wednesday, starting with this Wednesday, July 25th, we are going to be breaking curses with you in the service. So you don't want to miss the live teachings, because that is where you will learn to identify sins that you're not aware of. And that being said, is that those are the most detrimental of the detrimental sins, because as Apostle Joshua has taught us, that when you're not aware of something, then you don't know how to avoid it, prevent it, stop it, overcome it. So therefore, you will need the teaching so that you could learn to identify things that you aren't aware of and are unknown, and how to overcome them more readily. So it's important for you to, if you can't be there live because of a time conflict, they will be videoed, and you can go to abcchurchondemand.org. And you could watch that, and then you're going to be asked to make a list to do homework of the next topic before we get there. So you'll already have a lot of sins that you know that you're trying to overcome or have a challenge with, or you still have intermittent problems with, so that we could break curses on that. And then during the teaching, God will show you even more for that topic.
Exactly. Now, it's going to be an ongoing thing. Don't think as we go through, say, fear the first time, you get it all the first time. What will happen is, as you're in your prayer time, as you're working through this thing, other things are going to be revealed to you. Okay? So every time we go through this, we're going to listen in such a way that if you don't have a problem in that area that you know of, you can still say the prayer. We're going to use the word challenge in all this. Mm-hmm. If I'm challenged of X, Y, Z, if you say it that way, that's the way to spiritually correctly identify if you have something or not. And the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in these areas. This is very important.
So, Pastor James, for someone that's gone through Healing School or School of Dominion that has gone through cleansing, why should they go through this again?
You can use this analogy quite a bit. Every spring training, the baseball players learn pitching, hitting, catching, throwing. They go through the basics, the fundamentals. What happens is, if we're not on top of it on a continual, never-ending basis, things creep in. Why? Because Satan is a very sneaky opponent. He's very devious. He's very talented and must be constantly do this. And that's like saying, you know, I showered last week. Why do you need to shower again today? Okay? Because you're going to get dirty. We live in an evil world. Evil is happening all around us. And that evil is trying to get you. And we go through this all the time because we hear people come to us, and they're great people. They are wonderful people. They've been through the healing schools, but something's crept into their lives, and we have to help identify it for them. It happens. There's no shame in this.
And isn't that usually the unknown sins that they never knew of?
Often, it is, you know. Or Some they didn't think about before, they still need to take care of now. That's coming back to the surface. Okay?
Right.
All right. So, identifying sins that impede your walk in love and forgiveness. Okay? We're going to go through these quickly. Just give you an idea of what we're going to do. We'll get to the main teaching in a little bit.
So, this is a review of what we had just finished. The Wait with Glad Expectation series. It had 8 parts, and in part 8, we started to break curses on sins that really impede our love and our forgiveness. And so the Lord had us start there instead of the most detrimental sins that we normally start with for cleansing preparation. Now, I believe it was really important because sometimes the people hadn't gone through this step previously, and some people had a very short list of sins. They couldn't think of what they were, and now we're getting people they're being set free mm-hmm. of a lot of things, and the eyes of their understanding have been opened more. So these we have already broken curses on. If you missed some of those sessions, or if you didn't get to do them at all, then we refer you to go to the Wait with Glad Expectation Part 8, where that was taught on May 25th, 2025, and look at that teaching, and then you'll be able to get caught up with that. So go to abcchurchondemand.org. And so this is just a review of what we just completed so we can get into the next section.
Now also, anybody hasn't done anything before or misses a couple, they can always come in at any point in time. Mm-hmm. This is set up where it's not built upon one another. We can set it up. You can go back and catch up what you need to when they need to. But if you know friends that aren't here today or anybody you want to bring to this because you think it would be good for them, feel free to invite them as we want to grow this program for the world. Okay? This is being set up to bless a lot of people. And the Lord has dropped a lot of things into Pastor Karen's in my heart to do right now. So, again, if you know friends, you may invite them on. They can come on. They can see the reviews if they need to. Whatever it is, there's no problem with anybody joining at any point in time. Although the sooner the better, because the more they get, it's like joining the gym today instead of 6 months from now.
So we're being proactive so that what we're doing is workshops where you're going to be interactive to be able to start working on things, to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only immediately. How to advance to the next level, okay? So here's the review.
All right, so we're going to go through unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness. Forgiving others and yourself gets rid of spiritual poison. Hatred and self-hatred, what you dislike about yourself or others. Rejection, self-rejection, excluding others, criticizing them or yourself. And this creeps into a lot of people here. Deception, self-deception, being deceived, or think that you are something that you are not. Now, let's talk about this real quickly. Satan is known as the great deceiver. Hello? Okay, this is big. This is huge, okay? All right, denial and self-denial. Refusing to accept the truth about others or yourself and not giving what is needed. Okay, a lot of people are in denial about things. Defensiveness and self-defensive. Defending sins of others or your own sins, okay? Well, it's just a little white lie, okay? Justification, self-justification. Justifying simply excuses for others or yourself.
Condemnation and self-condemnation, being critically judgmental of others and yourself. Neglect and self-neglect, not taking care of others or yourself. Sabotage and self-sabotage, or opposing myself. Deliberately obstructing success of others or for yourself. Sometimes people do that subconsciously without even realizing it. Punishment and self-punishment, penalizing others or yourself. A lot of people don't realize that they do punish themselves when they keep repeating the woulda, shoulda, couldas or regrets, and God doesn't want us doing that. Injury and self-injury, causing an accident involving others or self-injury. Have you ever hurt yourself, tripped, fallen? We need to stop that, and that is a demonic attack, and we're going to show you why and how to stop it. Selfishness and self-centeredness, not sharing or caring about others and focus only on me, 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 me. God wants us to be blessed so we could bless others and think about helping others, not just wanting something for me. Worthlessness, low self-esteem, feeling that you are not valuable and think that you are a failure. Unworthiness, don't believe you are good enough or worthy to receive blessings. Self-righteousness, feeling superior and don't need anyone's help. So we have gone through all of those and explained why you need to break curses on them, all the details of the specific sins that are also attached to those general categories, and you can go back to the videos and you can break curses on those other specific ones if you have not done that yet. But we will do the general ones again today in case you have not done that yet.
Okay, identifying the most detrimental sins. Today we're going to start with fear. Okay, fear includes dread, anxiety, worry, concerns, and fret. Now,
We're going to go through all of them first.
Oh, okay.
We want you to just scroll through all these pages to see what we're going to be doing in the future. We're also going to be helping you overcome shame and fear of offense and unforgiveness. In the last session, we already broke curses over offense and unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness. And so we're going to go to a deeper layer this time because a lot of people don't realize they have shame and fear of that. And we're also going to do a deeper level of C, shame and fear of rejection and self-rejection, because last time we already broke curses on the main ones there. We're also going to hit any sexual sins, especially of anybody's past, even prior to your marriage if you've not done that before, negative words, F, substance abuse or addiction or addictions, plural, generational curses. We're also going to go through works of darkness, impatience, anger. Now, we've already broken curses on hatred and self-hatred, so we're going to go to that next level of breaking curses on shame and fear of hatred and self-hatred. And we're going to break curses on codependency. So here's the additional considerations. Be on constant guard against sinful attitudes, intentions, desires, thoughts, memories, words, actions, and deeds. Remember, anything which violates any one of the nine parts of the fruit of the Spirit is a sin. Remember, sin means missing the mark. When you do sin, CRRB, every sin, that's to confess, repent, renounce, and break curses on that sin. Also, when you are not aware of committing any sin for a given period of time, frequently just pause and ask the Lord to cleanse you of the ones which you are unaware of, and then CRRB, the unknown sins, or deal with the unknown sins. Then ask the Lord to continue to reveal to you your unknown sins and help you not to do them again. These daily lifestyle choices, remember, we're creating a new lifestyle. It is essential to develop in order to make sure that we are not allowing the demons we are casting out to come back into our lives. Be particularly vigilant in the areas in which you have broken curses. Because people say to us, I've broken curses, but I'm still having a problem with self-hatred. And why am I not completely free of it? Well, they're not understanding that breaking curses means it cuts off the right of the devil to attack you. Think about where you live. If someone put a chain on your front door so you could not open it and you could not get out, you would be enslaved in your house. But when you break curses, it cuts that chain off. So now you have a right to, if someone was in your house that was an unwanted visitor, you could now open the door and kick that person out, right? A squatter. And now you can be free, but then you have to clean up the damage that those unwanted visitors did in your house. So, can they come back? Yes. And they could sneak in. And that unwanted visitor could bring seven worse. And that visitor was what you thought was worse. What's worse than the worst? The worsers. So they could bring seven worsers back. And now there's eight of them. And so why are you still having challenges? Because they're still influencing you. You don't even realize it. So we're teaching you how to identify them when they sneak back in so you could prevent it, stop it, overcome it, and keep kicking them out and avoiding more challenges. But you can now open your front door and kick their you-know-what. Right? KTB, kick their you-know-what out of your life, okay? And so when you keep kicking them out, pretty soon they're going to get tired of bugging you and they're going to bug someone else. So now you're going to have a faith action plan for freedom as you wait with glad expectation. What is that faith action plan?
Well, let's talk about this. It's very simple. You pray to confess, repent, renounce sins, and break ungodly attachments to them. And to promptly pray to forgive others and forgive yourself. Some people hold on to that. They have a grudge for a while. You can't do that. Sorry. Stop beating yourself up with regret and self-condemnation. Choose to remember offenses no more and forget about the occurrence. You know, when you sin and you repent of it, God puts a seal of forgetfulness. You need to do the same thing, okay? Let go of any negative thoughts or bad feelings and release the offender, okay? Oh, you don't know what they've done to me. No, I don't. But I know what they did to Jesus, and he did this, and he's our example, okay? Stop reviewing the past and look towards your future. The past is behind you. Get over it. It's done. Reestablish the kingdom of God and stay in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Bind the demons, devils, and evil spirits attacking. Do spiritual cleansing if you're a healing school 3 graduate. Bless the person who offended you and bless yourself. Decide to love the offender and love yourself with the love of the Lord. Do frequently during the day affirmations, say the unknown sins prayer, and sing, I love myself with the love of the Lord daily. Be vigilant to confess sins using the known sins prayer as soon as possible.
That is the shortcut summary that Apostle Joshua gave us. If you don't have time to do your CRB, they both work well.
And break curses with more specific challenges to get down to the next layer, set free of strongholds using the 2025 Revision of Breaking Curses Extended Prayer.
So let's go down and look at that. Breaking curses. This is what we're going to do on Wednesday nights. Use this prayer, so you have to have it in front of you, or we'll put it up on the screen. And during the week, if you find that something is really harassing you and you want to break curses over it, then you just ask the Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to agree with you, and you can use this prayer over yourself for something that comes up during the week as well.
Now, let me say this right now. The pastoral staff here at ABC is ready for you anytime you need us. However, if you're in a position where you can't get a hold of us, you need to be able to take care of yourself, okay? You know, my dad made sure my sister knew how to change a flat tire on a car in case she's somewhere where AAA couldn't come, okay? As far as I know, she's never had to use that, but the bottom line is she knows how to do it. That's the idea here. If you need it, you better be able to do it on your own, okay? Because that time may come. Yeah. Where the cell phone's down, you can't get a hold of us, we can't lead you, but if you know what to do, you're okay. You can handle it, okay?
We're training you how to take care of yourself. Take a picture of these prayers that are on this worksheet with your phone. Keep it with you at all times so you can always access it. Print it out. Keep it in your pocket, your purse, somewhere you can easily access it whenever you need it. Here's the daily essential prayers, the known sins prayer. That's the summary version of the KSP. When you know that there's a sin and you out somewhere or at work, you could just do this quick prayer to confess your sin immediately. But frequently during the day, it's very important to keep yourself in righteousness and in the kingdom of God. It will help to stop or diminish those attacks of the enemy on you if you do your unknown sins prayer, USP. Most of you have listened to these teachings over the last year and a half or so. But if you are new and you don't know this prayer, it's in there for you, or haven't memorized it, or you're needing to minister to someone, there it is. Now, here's the Establishing the Kingdom of God prayer. It's a foundational, expanded version. It's very important. Apostle Joshua reminded you of the regular establishing the kingdom of God version last week. That's very important to do. But it's also really good when you're a healing school graduate and you know how to handle re-attacks of the devil. We have had multiple really bad challenges with people who didn't know how to handle that. So we developed this prayer until they could learn to know how to overcome that spiritual warfare. This is a healing school one level. For those of you that have not gone to healing school yet, we also, Pastor James wanted to put in there also other helpful scriptures for you that haven't gone through healing school. So it's a mini summary of a spiritual warfare to help you because you're being attacked now. You don't have time to take healing school one to get over it because you are having these major things. And that's what was the impetus of having Pastor James want to do this now, because there was a common denominator of many ABCers going through very, very challenging struggles. So this is the Establishing Kingdom of God foundational expanded version for you that have not graduated Healing School 3. We recommend you use this prayer, and then, of course, you Healing School graduates, please use the normal prayer that Apostle Joshua reminded you of last time. Okay, so now what are we going to be working on today? We're going to go back up to letter A. So go back to letter A, which is on page 3.
Page 3, top of page 3.
And now we're going to talk about fear. Pastor James said it includes dread, anxiety, worry, concerns, or fret. If you have a printed copy, or you have your copy on your laptop or e-notebook, you should be highlighting or writing down the challenges that you are still having in these categories. Okay, look at your possible high-level category. Do you have a fear of man? What does that mean? A bunch of stuff. You are afraid of displeasing somebody. So you do something you don't want to do because it pleases them. That's called man-pleasing. You are afraid of going somewhere because you think you might be attacked, but it doesn't happen. That's a dread. You have a fear of animals. You have fear of heights. These are examples. You might have other fears. So as I'm talking through these and you can identify with them, you need to highlight them or write them down. Or there's fears coming to you right now that we're not mentioning that you need to write down because the Holy Spirit's bringing it to you. Fear of failure. Wow, a lot of people have that. Fear of public speaking. Oh, a lot of people have that one. They don't want to get up in front of anybody and say something because they might screw up or say something wrong. They don't want to be embarrassed of it. And you need to repent of that. Why? Because God told us we are supposed to be disciples to go make disciples. What does that mean? We have to share the gospel of the good news, and you can't share if you can't talk. And you can't share with someone else if you're not going to talk in front of them. So we have to share our testimony with other people. Okay, God did not give you a spirit of fear, so that fear is coming from the devil. What is not of God is of the devil, and we need to get rid of it. Fear of sex. Now, especially if married people, that's a very big challenge. People who are engaged, people, you know, having challenges. Maybe they had some molestation or some attacks. You need to get over the fear, and we're going to help you with that. Fear of success. Pastor James, why would someone be afraid of being successful?
Well, because once you're successful, you got to prove it again and again and again. And people don't want to do that. They feel it's really based on a fear of failure that they can't live up to expectations in most parts, you know.
That's a good point.
Now, we'll talk for a second here. We came out of COVID, which is basically Satan's fear attack on the world. Probably the biggest one since the bubonic plague, okay? They had no idea where it was coming from, what it was doing, how they could catch it, whatever, anything. But those who stood in our faith were fine. Now, because of my other business, I was allowed to be out in the world, and I went to all the stores I had to go to and so forth, you know. And I believe I probably came into contact with numerous people that were COVID challenged. I've never gotten COVID because I've done what we're talking to you about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've tested many times for it to prove that I could go somewhere because they were afraid if I had COVID, I shouldn't show up. I've been tested countless times. I've never, ever gotten COVID. Same with Pastor or Karen, okay?
We've also tested for antibodies because we wanted to visit someone, and they had that requirement if they were in a nursing home or something like that. And we didn't have antibodies, which means we never had it. So God is showing us that what is taught at ABC works. Amen. Okay, now we need to go through details within each category. So we're using the category of fear. What are some of those specifics? Because it's another layer deeper in the onion to peel away. Say someone has fear. That's your high category, your general category. But you need to write the specifics. Well, maybe someone had a fear of being bitten by a dog because they were bitten when they were 6 years old. I was bitten by an attack dog. It was trained to guard someone's home by a very strict trainer, and it was trained to kill. And it attacked me. And my first thing, I went up like this, and I said, "Stop in the name of Jesus," and grabbed my arm, and then it ran away. But I did get a puncture wound, and thank God after the rabies test, it didn't have rabies, so I didn't have to get, you know, rabies tested. But if I wasn't quick, you know, to stop in the name of Jesus, who knows? It was going for my throat. You know, the Lord helped me out. Am I afraid of dogs? Nope. I still like petting dogs. I still love dogs. I don't have time for a dog. Right now, I know Pastor James is like, "I wish I had a dog.
I miss my doggies."
I know.
I always had doggies growing up.
We love animals, but we don't have time for them. And so I'm not going to blame what happened on that dog with other dogs, so why should I be afraid of dogs, you know? Okay, so, but if I had a fear, I would definitely want to break a curse on that because, you know, if you love dogs before and, you know, and you don't want to be afraid of anything because then people that have a sin become enslaved to that sin and it just grows into worse and worse things. You don't want it getting worse. What's another example of a detailed category of fear? Like maybe last Tuesday, somebody's boss, they needed their idea from their department of any improvements, but they didn't have time to give it to the boss, and now they think the boss is going to be mad at them. But they don't even know if the boss is mad at them. They just think the boss is mad at them. They didn't even check, so that could be leading into an anxiety or worry. And they should just go talk to the boss and say, "I'm sorry, I didn't have time," and just overcome that fear. Or maybe last year when someone didn't call their landlord to report the problem, now the problem is really, really big, and it's very apparent that it's been there a long time and wasn't reported, and that person is very, very concerned that now they could get in trouble with the landlord or fined, or they have to pay for the damage because they didn't report it soon enough, which the landlord would have paid for. So they're going to have to get rid of that fear and then confront the fear and ask God to help them through those challenges. So these are some things that we want you to write down right now. We're going to give you some time to write down what things that you think that you have a fear of still. Maybe you already broke a curse on it. Go to that next detailed level. Why did you initially have a fear of that thing? Try to find the when it started, and that will be that next deeper level of curses that you want to break. So let's give you a few minutes. Okay, keep working on your lists, and God's showing Healing School graduates some new things that you may not have been aware of. So we're identifying the most detrimental sins on three on our outline. We're starting with fear, include dread, anxiety, worry, concerns, or fret.
That's the high-level category, but you want to go more specific. What started that fear? Like fear of animals. Oh, someone might have been bitten by a dog at 6 years old. You need to go and see, dig deeper, what started that, okay?
You know, a lot of people deal with fear of failure right now because they're older than they were before, and they realize they haven't quite done everything they need to do to prepare for these challenging times coming ahead. But God has an answer for that. But if you're afraid of something like that, write it down. Fear of not paying the bills. Mm-hmm. Fear of a medical expense coming up or something that you're not prepared for. Fear of something else, inflation coming in, or is AI going to take somebody's job away?
Or fear of running out of money.
Running out of money, yeah.
There's a lot of fears out there.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of the end of the end times, what's going to happen when the Antichrist takes over.
You know.
You shouldn't be afraid, but if you do have a fear, we need to admit it so we could bind it up and break a curse on it and get rid of it. Okay?
It's not wrong to have a challenge. It's wrong to ignore it and not take care of it.
Yeah, don't pretend it doesn't exist. We got to admit what's attacking us so that we can overcome it. Okay?
Yeah, false pride is a very dangerous thing. You know, well, I'm not afraid. Okay, fine. If you're really not afraid, that's fine. But if you're saying that, there's really fear in the back of your mind, you're trying to convince yourself you're not afraid, don't do that. Admit, I have a challenge in this area. I need help with it. Let's get rid of it, okay? And it can be in anything, anywhere that has challenged you, okay?
Okay, we're going to get ready to break curses now, and Pastor James is going to lead you in a prayer, and those of you that have had any recurring challenges on the last ones we did on identifying sins that have impeded your walk in love or forgiveness, or if you don't think you had challenges in that area, you might say, if I had challenges in that area, you can repent of those. He'll do those first in case someone hasn't done that at all, and then he'll end with breaking curses on general category of fear and give you time to speak out those detailed ones you have on your sheet. Okay?
Okay. All right, so we're going to start with the word challenges. That covers everybody here. Just repeat after me and go for it. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
If I have any challenges.
If I have any challenges.
Of these sins.
Of these sins.
I confess them now.
I confess them now.
Unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
And self-unforgiveness.
And self-unforgiveness.
Hatred.
Hatred.
And self-hatred.
And self-hatred.
Rejection.
Rejection.
And self-rejection.
And self-rejection.
Deception.
Deception.
And self-deception.
And self-deception.
Denial.
Denial.
And self-denial.
And self-denial.
Defensiveness.
Defensiveness.
And self-defensiveness.
And self-defensiveness.
Justification.
Justification.
And self-justification.
And self-justification.
Condemnation.
Condemnation.
And self-condemnation.
And self-condemnation.
Neglect.
Neglect.
And self-neglect.
And self-neglect.
Sabotage.
Sabotage.
And sabotage. Self-sabotage.
And self-sabotage.
Opposing myself.
Opposing myself.
Punishment.
Punishment.
And self-punishment.
And self-punishment.
Injury.
Injury.
And self-injury.
And self-injury.
Selfishness.
Selfishness.
And self-centeredness.
And self-centeredness.
Worthlessness.
Worthlessness.
Low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem.
Unworthiness.
Unworthiness.
Self-righteousness.
Self-righteousness. And fear.
And fear. And any fears that you've currently written down that you know of, go ahead and speak them out now. All right, now repeat after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I repent of.
I repent of.
All my sins of attitudes.
All my sins of attitudes.
Intentions.
Intentions.
Desires.
Desires.
Thoughts.
Memories.
Words.
Actions or deeds.
Concerning the sins I just confessed. In the name of Jesus. I forgive myself. And or anyone.
From my heart.
Who have participated.
In these sins.
Or caused me to sin.
Or been affected by these sins.
In the name of Jesus. I bless all of us. From my heart. I love each person.
And myself.
With the love of the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
I renounce Satan.
And every demon, devil, and evil spirit.
Behind these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
I take away.
The legal right of Satan.
Every demon.
Devil.
And evil spirit.
To operate in.
Or on me.
My body.
Or my life.
Because of these sins.
And you can no longer.
Affect me.
In any way.
Shape or form. In the name of Jesus. I break every
ungodly soul tie.
Ungodly heart tie.
Ungodly thought tie.
Ungodly thought tie.
Ungodly mind tie.
Ungodly mind tie.
Ungodly body tie.
Ungodly body tie.
Ungodly tongue tie.
Ungodly tongue tie.
And negative word tie.
And negative word tie.
To these sins.
To these sins.
And every person.
And every person.
And spiritual being.
And spiritual being.
Connected to.
Or behind these sins.
Or behind these sins.
I cancel.
Make null and void.
Make null and void.
All negative words
that I could have spoken
over myself
or others
or that other people
could have spoken
over me
and my family
especially
any diagnosis
In the name of Jesus.
I break every curse.
Every generational curse.
Every ungodly vow.
Every ungodly covenant.
Every ungodly covenant.
Or promise.
Every ungodly contract.
Every ungodly contract.
Every ungodly hold.
Every ungodly hold.
Every ungodly hook.
Every ungodly hook.
Every ungodly obligation.
Every ungodly obligation.
Every ungodly expectation.
Every ungodly expectation.
Every ungodly goal or dream.
Every ungodly goal or dream.
Every diagnosis.
Every diagnosis.
And every connection to evil.
And every connection to evil.
Resulting from these sins.
Resulting from these sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have been set free.
I have been set free.
By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ.
Ladies say she.
She.
Gentlemen say he.
He.
Whom the Son sets free.
Whom the Son sets free.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
I.
Say your name.
Karen.
James.
Am now free.
Am now free.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Praise God. Now, fear might still try to attack you, but that chain has been broken off the front door. You can open the door now, and you can tie that unwanted guest up, and you can tell them to stop it. You can kick them out. You can, you know, work on that. Now, I want you to go to the bottom of your outline, your worksheet. Very bottom. It's kind of, you know, light, but you could see it. It says, Identifying Sins and Breaking Curses Worksheet. It was revised July 20th, 2025, and workshop A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. There are the topics and the dates it's going to be taught on. So we're not going to use this entire thing at once. So here's your homework.
Hold on, let's just stick around and do it today. Come on.
It's going to take from July 25th till October 1st. Every Wednesday, and if you can't make it or if you have a time conflict, or if we talk too fast and do the prayers too fast, please go to abconde.org, abconDemand.org, and look at the video. And stop it, listen to it, stop it, listen to it, write it down, say it, repeat it. Go at your own pace. So your homework is to write a list of shame and fear of offense and unforgiveness before Wednesday, July, oh, I'm sorry, is that the 23rd?
23rd.
Not the 25th, I'll correct myself, July 23rd. Our ABC teachers and leaders are very anointed and very used by God. So we want the fresh perspective. Pastor James invited our staff to help with this preparation for the cleanse and get their perspective of their teaching and or testimonies. And you know, Annie is part of our staff, and so is Susan. She's the leader of our prayer team. And also now, Sharon Crane is part of our staff on our prayer team as assistant to the prayer team. And it's going to be exciting that everyone is going to be sharing their godly wisdom, and we've learned so much from all of them, and we want you to learn from them too. So just because it's not Pastor James or me or Apostle Josh or Pastor Sarah or the Pastor Matthew or Deborah, the normal teachers, please come, because we don't want you missing out on the fantastic revelation God has given them, okay? So get your shame and fear of offense and unforgiveness list started. If you don't get time to do it, show up. You can do it when you arrive. We know some of you are on overload. You have too much on your plate and you want sleep. And we understand that, three or four hours of sleep is not good a night. If you would stay up to do this, we want you to get, 7 or 8 hours of sleep if possible. And we will help you through it. You'll at least get started and we'll work on this together. Okay? So that's very important. All right. So.
Praise God. So let's close this up in prayer, and then we'll go on to our communion and so forth. Okay? All right. So. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise and glorify you. We thank everybody here is hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit for any and all fears that they have right now. That says you can lead them and guide them and throughout the week. Just let them know where those challenges are, and also where they became from, where they started at, so we help them get rid of things and get ready, prepare to get rid of these chains broken off of them for the end times, in Jesus' name.
Everyone that agrees says amen. So be vigilant that any time you've broken curses on some sins, watch for those sins to make sure they don't try to come back or sneak in, so you can repent if you did give in to it. And if you frequently do your unknown sins prayer, it will help keep you protected and diminish those challenges, okay?
And if the Lord leads you to something that's not on our list, feel free to say it and break it. Now, if maybe someone's dealing with a situation of pride, and they know they got that challenge, well, go ahead and list it out. This is not inclusive. There's a lot of other things out there. So if you have a challenge somewhere in the area that you're not seeing here on the list, that's fine. We can take care of that too.
Right. And we're setting up our retreat in a way that will include even people that has not gone through healing school at all. You aren't going to be casting out. You'll be learning to bind up, but we will pray with you so that you could have a really good session of learning how to bind them well. And then you'll learn later how to cast out when you do healing school 2 and 3. But you will still be able to participate in part of that retreat. So we want to help people on whatever level you're at, okay?
All right, praise. Okay, let's go ahead to communion now. Pray the letter. Pray the. Duh.
We're just going to go right into
communion. Right into communion, yes, okay. All right, so we just confess sins. If you know any sins, confess them now. If not, just repeat any sins after me. Just in case. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
All right, let's take our bread now. If you have it, if not, just do it by faith. That's fine. If you don't have the elements. 1 Corinthians 11:24 says that when Jesus had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So repeat this prayer with me. As I partake of the Lord's Supper, I thank you, Heavenly Father.
For your plan
that redeemed me, so I can be with you forever. Jesus Himself bore my sins
in His own body
on the tree.
That I,
having died to sins,
might live for righteousness.
By whose stripes,
I have been healed.
And I receive healing. For every part of my body. Just take the communion now in Jesus' name, in remembrance of Jesus.
I agree and I receive in Jesus' name. First Corinthians 11:25-26 says, in the same manner, Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Can you please repeat this prayer with me? I partake of the blood of Jesus. That was the payment for my redemption.
Thank you.
For redeeming me.
With your shed blood.
That made a way.
To be a part of the Heavenly Father's family.
Amen. Let's partake and drink of this cup in remembrance of Jesus.
All right, let's do our 20 affirmations. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Are we ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.